Let's pray together. God Most High, on this Thanksgiving weekend, we come to you in gratitude. As your servant Eusebius said, we reap the everlasting fruit of your goodness. We also confess our ongoing desperate need. Our world is filled, our lives are filled with longing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Leaves are beautiful, yet there is ugliness. The smell of cinnamon or pumpkin perfumes the air, yet there is hunger. There are occasional outbursts of laughter, yes, yet there are tears that defy description. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for peace. We thank you, Lord, for progress in Israel and Gaza, that hostages find liberation and the healing that they will need, that bombs truly cease now and into our tomorrows, that children are fed, and that they are even given a new hope that they desperately need. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for this nation, for leaders to lead with integrity, that our freedoms continue appreciated by all of us, for communities where justice is lived, truth told, love enacted, for neighborhoods where we, your people, aren't just passengers but contributors to the kingdom come. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for a good harvest, for food overflowing from tables, fields abounding, healthy animals, for farmers and their families, food producers whose tireless work benefits the rest of us. Give them a double blessing. We think back to the seed which is nurtured and grows and grows and grows. Thank you, Lord, in your mercy. We pray for the afflicted, for those who are victims of the demonic. And these are complicated and challenging things, Lord. But we ask that you make us discerning, expose the evil one. Put your armor on us, inject understanding into those previously naive. Remove fear, surround us with the light of your unparalleled power. Lord, in your mercy. This weekend, some people gather. May food be shared. Help people to be at their best. That common ground is identified, and that the physical beauty in your creation inspires us to see the beauty in each other. Lord, in your mercy, heal those whose struggle is at the forefront and they're going through a battle right now. And we all know people who are struggling. It seems like an uphill battle. Maybe it's a diagnosis. Maybe it's a secret pain. Maybe it's a long, difficult journey that has been a part of their lives for many chapters. Lord, we name them before you now in the silence of our own hearts. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, send illness packing. Dispel the dark of sadness. Illuminate the confusing spaces of discouragement that we face. Make our homes dwellings of both grace and truth. Halo each of us in Holy Spirit protection. Give us boldness to live the gospel, to be hands and feet of the one who bled and died in love, to rest when we can, fight the battle when called upon, to be thankful for loved ones who have paved the way, to be grace to the hurting, and in all things, all things, all things, may we be faithful forevermore. Lord, in your mercy. These things we pray in the name of Christ our King, raised, ruling, renovating, soon to return. Amen.